盖房子都是用黑石头盖房子的。
And so the building's materials were all with these dark stones.
你想想看，远远看过去，这些人好像住在黑暗当中，因为都是黑的石头嘛。
And so if you look from far, they were as if people who are dwelling in darkness.
所以这就是圣经说是那在黑暗中行走的百姓。
And so they were referred to the people who walk in darkness.
好像住在死荫之地的一样。
As if that they were those who dwell in the land of the shadow of death.
因为这个就是他们从那块地，他们都是黑的石头所盖出来的房子，所以难怪加利利看看一片都是黑的。
And so because the building materials are all dark, so if you look from far, they were all in darkness.
但是不要忘记，就在加利利海的四周围。
And so the surrounding of this Galilee, Sea of Galilee,
我们主就走遍了每一个村庄。
Our Lord has traveled through all the cities around.
所以黑暗中行走的百姓就看见了大光。
And so,people who dwell in the darkness were able to see this great light.
然后主耶稣就在那里讲道给他们听。
And so the Lord Jesus began to speak and to teach them.
当主耶稣在海边讲道的时候。
And so when the Lord Jesus was preaching at the seashore,
他看见远远有农夫在那里撒种。
That there are farmers who are sowing seeds.
主耶稣告诉我们，有的种子落在路旁，有的种子落在好土里面。
And that we were told by the Lord Jesus in the parables, there are good seeds that there were seeds that were at the roadside. There were seeds that had dropped on the good ground.
什么土是好土呢？
What are the good soil?
在加百农附近的土是好土。
The soil that are near Capernaum are good soil.
在加利利海附近的土都是好土。
Those are soil that around Galilee are good soil.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为它的泥土是咖啡颜色。
Because the soil is brownish in color.
所以很容易吸取太阳的能。
And so, as a result, it is very easy for the ground to absorb the sunlight.
结果麦子很快地长大。
And we know that it is very easy for the wheat to grow.
同样是迦南地的麦子。
It's the same wheat that is in Canaan.
这个初熟的果子通通是在加百农，通通是在格拉逊这一带。
That we know that all the first fruit are all around the region of Capernaum.
到了逾越节的时候。
And when you come to the Passover,
最早熟的麦子直接送到耶路撒冷去。
And the first fruit that was ripe, they were first to be transferred to
Jerusalem. 所有初熟的果子都是要被送到神面前去。
All the first fruit have to brought before the Lord.
他他们在神面前摇那个初熟的果子。
And then that they will display.
那如果你问这些祭司
the way the first fruit,
如果问这些祭司
that you were to ask the priest,
这些初熟的果子从哪里来的？
Where come from this first fruit?
他们告诉你从加百农从格拉逊这一带来。
That it was from Galatians from Capernaum.
就是
we have this first fruit.
就是在加利利海那个附近。
And it is around the surrounding of the Sea of Galilee.
你看，就在那个附近，就在那个附近，结果你看见是最肥沃、最肥沃的。
And you know that in this region the soils.Are most fertile.
所以这个就是加利利海的来源。
And this is the beginning how the Sea of Galilee come about.
主耶稣用了大概18个月。
The Lord has used 18 months.
他走遍了所有的村庄。
He has gone through all the villages.
然后他特别到会堂里面去。
Especially he has entered into the temples.
结果他们弃绝他。
But towards the end they forsake him.
所以主耶稣就退到海边，就退到旷野里面。
And so as a result.Jesus withdrew himself into the wilderness or into the seaside.
然后主耶稣在海边，就在海边教训。
And it was at the seashore that he was teaching the multitudes.
大概是二十几年前，有一度这个地这个以这个加利利海忽然间水位很低。
And 二十年前。About 10 years ago. About 20 years ago.
应该是三十年前。
Or perhaps 30 years ago. You know the sea level of the Sea of Galilee has dropped drastically.
所以他们有个很重大的发现。
They have a great discovery.
他们看见有一个船呢埋在那个泥巴里面，因为这个水退了以后。
And that they found that as the water level has gone down, they saw that there was a boat that was embedded amongst the
然后科学家确定说那个船就是主耶稣那个时候的船。
And they refers to the boat is was the time of Jesus.
2000年以前的船。
There was boat 2000 years ago.
他们称这个船叫 Jesus boat.
That's why they refer this boat as Jesus' boat.
因为这个船的确能够坐十几个人呢、啊，然后可以在加利利海边。
Because this boat can accommodate about 10 over people, and they can sail in the Sea of Galilee.
那不光这样，
more than that.
就是因为水退了以后。
And because the water has subsided.
你才晓得说原来呢，在地中在加利利海的有一，你会发现一个港口，一个港口又一个港口。
And as a result, because of the drop of the sea level,of the water level, that we will be able to discover there are many ports along the Sea of Galilee.
你会发现一个小海湾，一个小村子，一个小海湾，一个小村子。
That we can see that every gulf they have,every cove they have, they will have one small village.
所以主耶稣在那里行走的时候
，And when the Jesus walked through these places,
他看见彼得跟这个安德烈在那里撒网。
He has saw Peter and Andrew. They were casting their net.
他们是在岸上，在岸湖旁边撒网。
They were casting their net from the shore.
他们的网是手网，叫做 hand net.
They used the hand net to cast.
一撒出去是个圆形的。
As they threw out the net, you know the net will be in a circular shape.
那么这个网的这个端上这个尾端上面有铅块的。
That we know that as long as the edges of the fishing net, you know they have the lead the weight as the weight.
所以这个是在海边打鱼的。
And so this is how they cast and fish along the
water level, seaside. 你来跟从我，我要叫你得人如得鱼。
And so the Lord called them that they will become fishers of men.
那么再往前就又是个小村子，又是小海湾。
And they will come to another coast. Then they will find another town.
那个就是约翰跟他的父亲，他们在那里捕网，在那里。
And that is the place where John and his family they were mending the nets.
那么主耶稣又呼召他们。
And again.The Lord Jesus called them.
所以这个大概是在加百农南边不大概在加百农南边沿着海边不远的地方。
And this is perhaps the south of Capernaum, which is not far away.
那加百农呢也是一个不是很大的地方。
And we know that Capernaum is also not a big city.
那么自从30年前他们发现水退了以后，他们就找到了这个加百农的海港。
And so, 30 years ago, when the water level subsided, they were able to trace the port of Capernaum.
那么这个它的海岸线还蛮长的。
The coastline was rather long.
那么加百农大概是它这座城呢，或者这样说吧，如果我们把加利利海当作一个时钟的话
，And if we take the Sea of Galilee as a clock,
那么加百农应该在11点钟的地方。
And so as we face this Sea of Galilee, Capernaum will be at 11 o'clock.
它是一个边防城。边防，它是个 border 的一个
town。It's a town at the border。
因为再往，就是说，所以因为这个缘故，所以在加百农才有罗马兵力守着的。
And so because it's at the border town, that was why there were soldiers being posted at these places.
所以圣经才讲的，所以圣经才讲的百夫长。
Then we talk about the centurion.
你才知道百夫长爱他们，爱以色列人，为他们盖会堂。
And so that the centurion loved the Israelites and helped them to build their temple.
所以你知道说这个加百农，因为它靠近边界，所以有罗马的驻防军。
And so you know that Capernaum is near the border. That was why there were Roman soldiers posted there.
还有，当然那个时候有会堂。
And of course, at that place, they have temples.
所以，如这个是个沿着海边的一个小镇。
This is a small town along the coastline.
那最南边大概就是进城的地方。
And so the southern end is where the entrance of the city.
因为普通人如果是从拿撒勒，然后到了加利利海，那么他先从南边进到城里面。
And so if you were to travel from Nazareth is at the south of Capernaum, they will have to enter from the southern side of the city.
然后你看见说那个这个你看见说这个会堂就在海边不远的地方。
And you know that the temples are built along the coast.
那么现在根据考古
，the synagogues are built along the coast.
就考古学，他们现在发现就在那个会堂南边不远的地方。
And so they find that the southern part, the archaeologists found that southern part synagogues.
他们认为已经找到了彼得的房子。
They have traced the house of Peter.
那么有许多的证据证明，这应该就是当初彼得的房子。
Many evidence pointed it was.Originally belonged to Peter.
那就是主耶稣当他18个月在加利利海的时候，他借的屋檐就是借的彼得的房子。
And so for the 18 years when Jesus was having his ministry, he was living in Peter's house.
然后你慢慢再往北走
，and as you move northward,
你就到了罗马军营了。
That now that you will enter into the camps of the Roman soldiers.
那么那个特别北边一点，那么这个就是罗马的军区。
And we know that. The northern part it belongs to the Romans military zone.
你记得这个百夫长的仆人生病的时候，有人去告诉主耶稣。
And so when the servants of the centurion was ill, that there was some from Jesus.
主耶稣说我去医治他。
Jesus says I will come to heal him.
结果百夫长说我不敢当，所以他就从北边就往南边跑。
And centurion said, please do not come. That he came down from the north.
所以所有的故事多半都是发生在加百。
And so a lot, many, many stories actually took place around Capernaum.
新约圣经除了以色耶路撒冷这个城，耶路撒冷这个地方提到之外，提的最多的就是加百农。
That we know, besides the number of times that Jerusalem mentioned, the second place that mentioned was Capernaum.
那么然后我们刚才讲过，如果你加百农往南走，沿着海边走的话
，And so from Capernaum, you will to move south along the coast.
你就看到。彼得他们遇见彼得的地方
and that is where the Lord met Peter.
然后你再往南走没有多远的地方
and if you were to move, continue to move southwards,
你就看见那个整个海湾的地形啊，就像罗马剧场的地形一样
you can see that it's 罗马剧场
okay,
it is, the shape will be just like the Roman, the theater.
所以如果你在这里讲道，对着几千人、几万人讲道，你不需要用麦克风的。
And so, if we were to address thousands of people, you do not have to use a microphone.
所以那个整个的那个这个地形呢，就是罗马剧场的地形。
And so the geographical shape is actually like a Roman theater.
那么当很多人拥挤主耶稣的时候
，And so many people, there were great multitudes.
结果主耶稣就借了彼得的船。
And so Jesus borrowed Peter's boat.
那彼得的船就离开岸一点。
And that the boat will be withdrawn a little away from the coastline.
然后主耶稣就坐在船上，就对着露，就在这个露天剧院里面那些所有的众人在那里讲。
And so the Lord Jesus sit on the boat, and it's an open theater that he began to teach them.
主耶稣不需要吼的，他不需要大声叫，不需要。
The Lord Jesus did not have to raise his voice.
他只要一说话，许多人都听见。
The moment he speaks.Multitudes will be able to hear.
而且听众跟讲的人中间还有一道的水的。
We know that between the audience and the speakers, there is actually water separated.
如果你到 opera house 去
if you would go to any opera house,
他们告诉我们是一个今天最好最好的音乐的一个设备，就是这个演奏的跟这个听众中间刚好又隔了一道的水。
And that the best sound system you receive that is between.The orchestra and the audience between them, the best effect is that there will be some water to separate them.
那因为根据物理的原理，那么这个声波送出去，尤其中间有一道水送得更好。
And then according to physics, because sound is sent through this water wave, that you will have a pleasant effect.
所以大概就在那里，主耶稣就讲了马太福音十三章。
And so that is the time that our Lord Jesus.Teaching Matthew 13.
然后因为离开加百农不远，所以到了房子里面又解释给门徒们听。
And so it is not far away from the dwelling place that when he entered into the house again, that he explained to the disciples.
但这个大概是主耶稣他在加利利海的时候，他多半他的中心、他的时间，他多半他的时间都是集中在这个加百农。
And so when the Lord Jesus was at sea at Galilee, most of his base is actually based in Capernaum.
但是呢，我们知道主十八个月，他是圣经很清楚给我们看见他哪里都去。
But we know that according to the records of the Bible, for 18 months, our Lord Jesus traveled to every place.
那么沿着这个海有几个地方是叫我们注意的。
And along the coast, there are many places we need to focus.
大概是11点钟的地方是加百农。
At the 11 hour, it is Capernaum.
但是彼得、雅各这些人，他们的故乡却是伯赛大。
That we know that Peter and James, their dwelling place, their place is Bethsaida.
那伯赛大是个渔村。
That we know that Bethsaida is a fishing village.
大概就是在一点钟那个地方。
And if you look at the clock, it's at 1 o'clock.
那么我们就在那个附近，约旦河从黑门山一直流到进到加利利海里。
And we know that the water comes from Mount Hermon and the right down, and the water will go into the Sea of Galilee.
那么伯赛大有好几件事情发生。
And we know in Bethsaida many things, important things have happened.
主耶稣五个饼两条鱼叫五千吃饱，就是在伯赛大的附近。
And that when Jesus used five loaves and two fishes, in fact, to feed the 5,000, was very near to Bethsaida.
大概在他附近的一座山上，靠近海边，主耶稣。